This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Air quality has been slightly better across the state today as westerly winds kept some smoke from California wildfires away. National Weather Service officials say smoke concentration will gradually decrease starting tomorrow morning. Outdoor conditions are still unhealthy across the state for sensitive groups like the young, elderly people, or those with respiratory illnesses. Pueblo City Council has confirmed its new police chief, Stephen Chris Noller, was named interim chief earlier this year and was nominated for the permanent position after a nationwide search. Council President Larry Atencio was the lone vote against Noller. Atencio says he has concerns after an investigation into workplace behavior at the department and a lack of trust among residents.
I'm not confident that we have the right person for the job. Tell you the truth, I want to see better. I want to see a lot better within our police department.
Noller says he's invested in the city and that he understands the high standards expected of both the department and him as the new police chief. The Colorado School of Mines in Golden will launch a fleet of autonomous shuttles for students to ride this fall. CPR's Paolo Shalsada got to ride one.
I'm right next to the School of Mines Student Center, where I just got off a self-driving bus. The shuttle's developer described it as looking like a toaster on wheels. It's fully electric and can run on battery life for almost a full school day. Easy Mile, a Denver-based company that develops self-driving vehicles and artificial intelligence, partnered with Mines to launch the fleet at the school.
CPR's Paolo Shalsta reporting from Golden. This is CPR News and KRCC.